Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. We're on page Tavkuf Pei. What we'll be learning, we're coming to the end of this remarkable maimer, and the sugya of Bitochen and Hishtadlus. And what we learned last week is that there are different madregas in that ratio of Hishtadlus and Bitochen based upon the oimek of what we've been learning, the sugi of Yosef HaTzadik, the koach of Yisod and Malchus, of Neis and Teva, Zohar Mekeva, and so on. We learned last week that there are two madregas, that the madrega of the Hamoinam, of regular people, of regular good people who want to be Avdei Hashem, that in that world of the Hamainam of Amcha Beis Yisrael, the Madrega of Avaida is that a chiluk is made between Chol, the world of Chol, and the world of Kedusha. But when it comes to the world of Kedusha, Mitzvah Samasim Toivim, so when it comes to that world of Mitzvah Samasim Toivim, a person can never ever sit back and say that it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of this poor person, or that it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see to it that I'm going to learn, or that I'm going to daven. In that world of Kedusha, he has to make full hishtadlus, like we know from the story of with the Kalsker. The Kalsker said there was a Yid that wanted to know if everything in this world can be used to serve Hashem, then how does one use heresy and kriya? And the Kalsker said that when a poor person comes to the door and needs something, don't say to him that Eivish is all help, and don't just tell him that God will help. At that moment, there shouldn't be any God. And it sounds very strong, but it means at that moment it should be just you. And what could you do? And therefore, in that world of Kedusha, in the world of Kedusha, which is the side of Nukva, Maisa Tachtainim, Dirba Tachtainim, our avoid in this world, which is in a Kaver, which isn't clothed in Tava, we have to do everything we can in that world of Kedusha to make every Hishtadlus and learning and davening and mitzvahs and masim toivim and so on. That's not a world of Bitochen, that's a world of Hishtadlus. And when it comes to Inyanim of Chol, when it comes to regular things of this world, work and so on, so in that area of life, the area that's Chulin, there have a mamayid basic of asoik b'tayra. There, one should try to strengthen his bitachon as much as possible, and to be toiler things on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Again, that has to always be done in a healthy and real way. We're not going into that right now, but that's already his domain of bitachon. All of that is as far as the Hamoin Am, as far as people like ourselves, Amcha Beis Yisrael. The second Madrega that we were discussing at the end last week is the Madrega of Tzadikim Al-Halichum Nefne Hashem. Those Tzadikim will live every second of their lives in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, we all do, but are very, very much sensitive to that and aware of that. And in the life of such a Tzadik, there is no such thing really as Chol. Eating, sleeping, everything in life is part of that hishtadlus in the world of kedusha. So even when it comes to things that are chol, by the tzaddik, there is no such thing as chol. It's all within the domain of kedusha of Avodas Hashem. Now, in that domain of kedusha of Avodas Hashem, as we just learned, the theme is hishtadlus, is tremendous, tremendous hishtadlus. Not to depend upon and be in that place of bitachon, but to engage every single second. That's the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. for whom every single thing in life was Avodas Hashem, was Kodesh, and therefore was about Hishtadlus. So on page Tov Kuf Tei, we have the Lashon of the Ramchal. On the top of page Tov Kuf Tei, the Lashon of the Ramchal, that's brought down the Shire Ramchal. Let's learn. Yisera HaKabbalah, ki hine lefidarka ha-maisem atzmam chayzem liyastayvim v'tikunim elyoinim. That all of the maisem of this world, all of the maisem of life, be'emes, of course, contained within the potential for tikunim elyoinim, for great, deep, mysterious, exalted tikunim behind him. Ki kach heichen herotzen ha-elyoin. Because that's how Hashem has set things up. She'yu divrei ha-ilam hazeh, that everything in this world becomes kodesh by the person using it, by the person using everything in life for the objective of kedusha, for the tachlis of kodesh shemayim. Really, the Ramchal talks about this at the beginning of Maseilas Yesharim, as we learned. V'hainu kedivrei hashemayim hem kulam mekudoshim, kedivrei hashemayim hem kulam mekudoshim v'soif olam liyas kulam mekudosh. Right now, the way we see this, again, as regular people, the way we see things is that there are two olamas. There's the olam ha'elyon, there's the world of kedusha, the world of shemayim, and then there's this world of chol. But the truth is, kedivrei hashemayim kulam mekudoshim, v'soif olam liyas kulam mekudosh. In the end, the tachlis is that this world as well is going to be shining with Hashem's light, and liyas kulam mekudosh. That this world will be the domain of kedusha, will be revealed to be the domain of kedusha, not just shemayim. The chol inyan zem masro biyat ha'adam, and this is the avodah that was given to us to accomplish in our lives. This is the avodah of dir b'tachtonim, of making this world a dwelling place for the Shechina. Bu'usayt ha-shamayim, shamayim la-Hashem, v'ha'aretz nosan livnei Adam, as it says in Tehillim, that on the surface we see that there's a separation between those two, that ha-shamayim is shamayim la-Hashem. And that's Hashem's domain. V'ha'aretz nosan livnei Adam, and the world is given to man. But the Ramchal is explaining, and we know this from the Tzaddikim, from the Talmid Baal Shem, that the Sefer of the Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk, is not saying that ultimately and ideally that these two worlds are separate and distinct, but rather, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem, V'ha'aretz Nosan L'Vnei Adam, and the earth was given, this world was given to man to bring Shemayim into this world, to transform this world into a Himmelic place, into something that's higher than this world, to reveal Elokus in this world. The Ramchal explains, Ki Shemayim Hu Hechinam B'chol Shleimusam. Shemayim, meaning the world of the Malachim and all the Neshamas, all of that Hashem ready, everything's already prepared, everything is set up, everything is there. Acha'aris, however, when it comes to this world, Masra Livnei Adam Shehem Yisakno. That's what it means, V'aris Masra Livnei Adam. It doesn't mean that Hashem gave the world to Bnei Adam, to human beings, to do whatever they want in it, and to forget Him, and to make even a bigger barrier that already is there between heaven and earth, but rather Mosul and Neodim Shemi Saknua, that they should take this world and in this world to reveal Shemayim. Vayneki Nitan HaKorach L'Odim, the Ramchal says the Korach has been given to man. Shiyahu Mamshich Korach HaShchina V'Oir L'Mata, that he has the ability to be Mamshich, to draw down, to be mamshach korach hashchina va'ayra, the light of the shchina lamata, ayidei nishmasa, through his neshama, which of course is a chelak elokam imal, which in this place of ha'aris nosnal v'nei ha'odam, in this world of b'nei odam, a Jew has within him a piece of shamayim. And because of that, he's able to make a shidduch between ha'shamayim, shamayim la'ashem, v'ha'aris nosnal v'nei odam. A Jew is not stam a ben odam. A Jew is a creature that contains within him Shemayim. And therefore, our responsibility is to make that Shidduch between Shemayim and Aretz. V'nasan kol divrei ha'olam l'shimusho. And therefore, everything in this world was given to us to be able to use, to become involved with everything in this world, as the Ramchal writes also at the beginning of Maseilas Yesharim, as we learn. Sha'idei zeh niskanim gam heim. Because everything is waiting for a tikkun. Everything is going to be connected to Shemayim. koach hakedusha shehimshich mispashet gam aleihem, so that the koach of kedusha will be mispashet onto everything and everywhere. Elish etzarach ladaz hadrochem eich leishtamish m'ha'olam, but obviously one needs to become a great, great mumcha, a big baki, and how to do that, and how to approach everything in this world, and how to make that shidduch between shamayim and aretz and everything in this world, how to eat, how to conduct oneself in the home and at work and so on, to make that shidduch. Kedei sheyeh tikkun hatash mishahu v'lo kilkul hashasham, in order that there should be a tikkun to that particular piece of Haaretz Nosnav and the other, not Chasar Shalom Kilkul, not to drive it further and further away from Hashem, but to lift it up and to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kitzarech Lifresh Min HaHanoz Bimeachol, and therefore, for the most part, during the days of Chol, during the 6 days of the week, for the most part, it's very hard to accomplish this, and there's navodah precious, of separation. Ki ein ribu hatashmish ha'hu mesaken, because in that state of chol, when a person is in that frame of mind, using things of this world is most likely not going to bring any tikkun, but it's most likely going to cause a descent, not an ascent. And the makalkam, when they had drachim shekvar choka karotzna elyon lezeh in this world. V'chein tzarech lezoyah, therefore, b'chol ha-chumis v'adikdukim. Therefore, one must be careful to keep all of the chumis and all of the dikdukim and halacha and the poskim, because it's very, very hard to be able to lift up chol. It's very hard, and we have to follow every single thing in Shulchan Aruch, and all the poskim, all the chumras, all the digdukim, all the minhagim. Ki zula ze, hine hasitra'achim is arevitz chasr sholem b'emza. Because if not for that, then chasr sholem, the sitra'achim can mix in. And a person can delude himself, as it often happens, to think that he's making all kinds of tikkunim and gashmis when he's not making any tikkunim. Adrab, he's making kilkulim and gashmis, and he's bringing himself and this world further and further away from the bari olam. The nimtzei makalkal v'lo misakin, and such a person is being makalkal. He's not being misakin anything, he's being makalkal. So you could talk it into yourself that the reason that you're sitting in the cafeteria with an attractive young lady in college, you know, as a sophomore in college, is because you see yourself as a Maimonidean who is there, like Akilu the Rambam would be sitting there also at the next table with his Chalila, with his classmate, studying philosophy together with her, and that you're being misakin something, and you're not being misakin anything. You're being Mekalkal, and you're not Maimonides. So you'd be surprised how many people think they're Maimonides, or somebody that's at least a follower of Maimonides in that respect. So a person can very easily be Mekalkel and not Mesakin. This inyan requires much more explanation. Vein kan mekamer, that's not going to be here. Akishanasa amaisa b'derech haroi. However, when something does take place in the right way, when it is going on in the right way, so when that act of eating is taking place b'derech haroi, meaning the person makes proper brachas and everything is kosher to the best of this person's ability to determine that everything is kosher, and the person does his best to follow all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch regarding the hanhagis by yisuda, by meal, b'derech eretz, and so on. Then when that mice is taking place b'derech haroi, the Ramchal says nimtzu atzmei tikkun, that itself for this person, when his madrega is certainly a tikkun, for that meal, for that food, for that act of eating, for that physical act, which in of itself does not seem to be imbued with any kedusha, but now it has been through the observance of halacha and the hanhagis of how a Jew is to conduct himself when he's eating. That's a tikkun. And this is something which is kolel all things of this world and nature. Besarach ladas advarim beprotius. Obviously, one has to study more and to figure out how this can work beprotius and all of the details of life and whatever setting he finds himself in. Kedei lelechas hakol b'derech zem. And that's the avodah b'chol drachecha de'ehu. V'oz yimotzei ha'odah b'maiseh. If a person really, really binds himself to this way of life, then with everything in the world, with everything in his life, he's going to be like a malach of Hashem. And this is explained, of course, in great length in the Sifrei Kabbalah, how one can live a life filled with Kedusha and Hashros Hashchina in everything that he does, and that's the mitzvah of Vidavka Boy, the Vahalachta Bedrochav, and Dveikus Bashem, winning Molha Aretz Kinyanecha, that the entire world is filled with ways through which we can acquire Elokus, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shezacharti Lamaila. Ki Ha'ikr Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reitza Bailama Huzah, because that's the ikkar of what Hashem wants in creation. Otherwise, He wouldn't have to create us. We could have remained as part of Shemayim, never ever having to come down to Aretz, and never having to become Shadchanim, who are trying to make this connection between Shemayim and Aretz. We would just be in Shemayim. So what did Hashem want? Ke'ikkar Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reitza Ba'olam Huzah. What? Liyaz kol in yonei ha'olam tikunim mamish v'in yonei kedusha. Liyaz kol in yonei ha'olam Tikunim mamish v'inyane kedusha. Tikunim mamish v'inyane kedusha. That every single thing in life and everything in the world that we encounter should be all used for tikunim mamish v'inyane kedusha. Okay, ad kan loshem haramchal schus yagalenu v'alkal Yisrael. Weiter. We need dvarim elu, what we just learned. It's explained in great length in the Kisvei Ari. Beside Hamalachis Vavaydus Abirurim, the way that it's phrased in the Kisvei Ari is the avoda of birurim, of separating and clarifying and being misakin things. Uchenaydus Shakal Inin Hamalachis. We know that this is a world like we have 39 Malachis of Shabbos and. This is a world of 39 melachos, of their others, and they're told us, and so on, in our lives, of all the things of chol of this world, and all the inyanim that come, that are involved in parnasa, and living in this physical world, shekol inyan melachos, v'ha'achila, v'shesia, eating and drinking, v'chol inyan ha'olam hazeh, and all things of this world, hinei ha'arizal mamish mevi behem soides atzumim v'yichud niflaim. In the Kisvei Ari, there are wondrous secrets, And remarkable yichudim, unifications of Hashem's name that He teaches us in this avoda of the birurim when it comes to matters of this world. Kenaydel aboy beside Hashem, all those who are familiar with Sod, with the Kisvei Ari, oitzem hayichudim ba'kavanah shel ha'achila, the unbelievable yichudim. And the kavanas that one has, for instance, by eating, the bechinas ha'le'isa, what does it mean when you're chewing the food? What should you be thinking of when you're chewing the food? V'ha'bliya, and you're swallowing the food. V'ha'shinayim, and what is that? What are the kavanas, and what are the yichudim, and how the teeth, when the teeth are grinding the food, and so on. V'ayid v'ayid, all of this is explained at great length and a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous oimik in the Kisvei Ari. And all the Svarim HaKadoshim. Shakol mamish mushrush b'shemus kodesh atzum. That everything is rooted in shemus of Hashem, shemus kodesh atzumim, v'pilei plos v'roisav shal melech malchei hamlochim. And in these matters, one can see the greatest wonders of melech malchei hamlochim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'oirei hagodol hu yisoid hakol mamish. That the great light of Hashem is the yisod, everything. Everything is elokus, and we're taught in the Kisvei Ari and in the Svarim how to take off, to peel off the layers of gashmius that are concealing the the Dvar Hashem that is at the core of all that exists. That's the whole avoda of Birurim, of Yehudim in this world. When we look at something and all we see is Chomer, all we see is physical matter, the truth is that it's all Kiddushim. Pnimius, it's Mekudesh. For it's all Shemus of Hashem. For it's Teres Asayin, and the light of the Torah of Kabbalah of Sayin, Miroimim Esa Adam, lifts up the person, Vaha'ilimus in all worlds, Lahakir, Oitzim, Hofaz, Hashem, Bakol. That's what a great part of Sod of Kabbalah is about. And that teaches a person laakir oitzim hafaras Hashem akol, to come to recognize the remarkable presence of Hashem's light in everything. In everything, beyeis adam nitar umiskadesh lelokov. When a person is purified and he dedicates himself in kedusha to Hashem, liyeis misharis bakaydish, that person becomes like a malach who is a servant of Hashem in Kedusha, the whole tnuah, and every single movement, every single gesture, every single thought, word, and action, everything, b'chol dibro ma'is, every word and every action, b'chol tchum michayev, in every single area of life. U'b'inzeh kosef rav kuk dvar yisoidim. Now we're going to learn something very beautiful from the iris of Rav Kuk. It's on top, it continues on top Kuf Pei Aleph, and then we'll try to study the note as well, because it's a very big Yisai. Of course, when we're learning Rav Kuk, it means that the Lashon is very, very hard, and everything is only B'dach Efsher, to try to translate what Rav Kuk is saying. Dovah Pashu to the bottom of page Tav Kuf Pei. Dover Pasha 2, Shat Sadik Isa Kol Maisid B'Kedusha. So Dover Pasha, that everything that Sadik does is B'Kedusha. V'chol Pe'ul Isav Hagashmi Is, and all of his physical actions, Oilay Sayin Le Tikkun Shel Olam, or the purpose of Tikkun Shel Olam. We're explaining now that Madrega of the Tzadikim, where every single thing in his life is Kodesh. And, of course, even though it's a madrega of tzaddikim, we all aspire, we should aspire to being great tzaddikim, but even if not, we could be tzaddikim for some moments at a time. That everything is seen as kedusha. Whole place of agashim is ayla saying the tikkun shel olam, after the tikkun shel olam. V'zosi ahavas hamalacha. And from here comes Ahavas Hamalacha, the love of work, of even simple physical labor. Now, of course, this is not going to go over well in certain circles. Those are the circles that usually are very, very detached from learning Pnimius HaTorah. And therefore, there is that huge gap that separates between heaven and earth, between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. And the only way such people can conceive of coming into contact with Elokus is by tapping into it directly through learning and through the Feirish Mitzvahs and so on. As far as love of work is concerned, that's already seen as the Haaretz Nosim Levnei Adam, and that is separate from God. That's not the Tachlis, of course. And we find, therefore, in Chazal, Ahavas Hamalacha. Ahavas Hamalacha, that there's a great love and respect, even for simple, physical, menial labor. Shekol kach sogva ma'alosa mitzad atzma, that it is on such, potentially, on such a great, exalted level. V'she nitna bebris k'mashatara nitna bebris, and physical labor, life, eating, sleeping, earning a living, all of that was given to us in the same bris, k'maysha Torah nitna bebris. This entire world was given to us as part of the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just not just the Sefer, not just davening, not just the time in this Medrash. All of this is part of the bris of Hashemayim, Shemayim Lashem, for Haaretz Nosim L'Vnei Adam. Me'ata, Ein Sofek Shetikon Olam Molei V'Yizrachavus Or HaKadosh Nimtza Be'emes B'Kol Malacha. And therefore there's no question, there's no doubt that one has the opportunity to bring make great tikkunim by the hisrachus or hakadosh, by expanding the domain, the light of kedusha, by bringing the light of kedusha not only by finding it in Torah and mitzvahs, but through the hisrachus or hakadosh nimtza be'emes b'kol malacha. The hisrachavus, the expansion of the domain of Kedusha, means that all malacha, all work, everything of this world is in that circle of Avodas Hashem. Kol tnua, every single movement, every motion, every gesture, shematzelus eza chilik min havaya min shlita satohu, any tiniest little movement that a person makes to rescue some chelik of creation from the domain of tohu, of emptiness, of chaos, of godlessness, of every single tiny little thing, davar gadol uklali yesh kan. It's something great and inclusive. Omnam hanal mikol hi hatzalah klali shel hakshar zechaim epnimim shel hametzias laitzim. The highest
thing is using every single thing.
is to reveal that inner life and all of creation, and to bring out that elokus, that godliness that is in all that exists. That everything now is repaired and everything becomes a kli. So even though, of course, the tzaddikim are Isaac and all kinds of birurim and yichudim, like we just spoke about from the Ari HaKadosh, and very deep mysterious things that are contained, meaning the elokus that's inside of everything, but that's what the tzaddikim are asik with, and tzaddikim understand these things. But these thoughts of the great people, of the great tzaddikim, the great minds, misachedas gam, it joins together also imanitia hahamonis, with the inclination of the multitudes of simple, hard-working Jews. And certainly with the nitiya that a person has to love an honest day's work, in the tias ahavas hamalacha v'ha'avayda hamamashis, mamish physical work, being productive and creative. Sheikvar netiyah shal she'eruach, this itself is a netiyah towards ruchnius. V'ruach elokim choyfev alaha, and the ruach of Hashem is hovering over every single thing in life that we do. But when a person has this midah of ahavas hamalacha, which Chazal say, Ehoiv es hamalacha, not just to bear, not just to tolerate, but Ehoiv es hamalacha. Ruach Elokim is choifev aleha. The Ruach of Hashem is hovering upon that malacha. Ukshayeshlan tzaddikim bedor, and when there are tzaddikim in the generation, Sheor Hashem mayfia aleihem tamid, upon whom the light of Hashem is always appearing. Heim ma'achdim nishmasam, they bind their souls, these tzaddikim, im nishmas haklal kulo, with the nishamas of all Jews, of all simple, hard-working Jews. V'agoyis lev ha'pnimi shal ha'mayne b'nei odom oisei melocha, and the thoughts that are inside the hearts, the feelings and thoughts inside the hearts of simple Jews who are oisei melacha, who are trying to work hard for a living, is misachedes im hagoyis levavim, becomes bound together to the thoughts and the feelings of the great tzaddikim. V'tzad ha'me'eir sheyesh b'melacha, and that
accursed, the cursed side, the cursed aspect of Malacha. She bomi tzad kinis ishme re'eu, which is the result of people that don't connect anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's all about envy and jealousy and getting ahead and manipulating and maneuvering here and there. Mitzad sinas habriyos leads to great hatred for other people. Hayanekes harbi mimilchemes achayim, that draws its sustenance from the milchemes achayim, from the war of living in a world where people who are competing and people trying to destroy others and people are trying to take over the panos of other people and their families, their wives, and so on. The milchemes achayim mitzirosa ha'arura, that's the accursed state of life of this world, where it's all about kinna and sinna and milchemes achayim without God, b'olam hayorid, in the world that has descended into sick things and to disgusting things. Harihi haleches umusbakachas v'yaitzi himachlal or ubal lechlal baruch. But by this connection between the tzaddikim and the simple Jews, between the kavanas, the biruim, the ichudim that the tzaddikim are making in everything in this world, because they live every moment. They live every moment in that state of awareness, how everything is elokus, in that place of ha'aretz nosel v'ne'odem. And the tzaddikim connect to the simple Jews, and the simple Jews love the tzaddikim, they respect the tzaddikim, and they themselves do their best to try to be observant in every single detail of halacha, to be elochid, and to be God-fearing, observant Jews who keep every din and every minig, and try to live with the derech eretz of all the midas tovus of being Jewish, even though they're far from the kavanis, the biruim, the yichudim, the tzaddikim. These two worlds come together, and even the simple Jews are swept up into the bris, where malacha is not something which is, God forbid, disgusting. Working is not disgusting. Going to work, having a job, is not disgusting. Ahoiv es hamalacha. It's all part of the same bris, like Rav Kook said at the top of the page, "B'shenitne bebris k'moyish Torah nitne bebris." The same way the Torah was given as part of the bris. Everything in this world is the covenant of a Shemaim Shemaim Lashem, or it's nosen l'vnei Adam, to make it into Shemaim, to connect the Shemaim. And then it's able to leave klal oru bolo klal baruch. It's actually, he's borrowing the lashon from this week's parash of Eliezer, but he was able to leave klal oru and enter into klal baruch through his connection to Avraham Avinu. Lefamim and the shidduch. Lefamim yesh koach b'tzadikim litain or kedusha ba'atzmas hamalacha. Sometimes the tzadikim have this koach to infuse into the essence of some malacha, some physical menial job of this world, to infuse kedusha, ashiya ba koach me'ein shelter, till that physical act has a koach me'ein shelter, that is me'ein. It's like learning. Well, that sounds sacrilegious, but it's me'ein shelter. Lahavi lechay yoilam haba, to bring a person mamish to Olam Haba through the physical work that he's doing. Ulasakin es hapagamim, and it brings tremendous repair to pagamim, to that part of the world that is damaged. Ulahoshe b'tshuva gemur es askeha, and to bring those who are Isaac in this to do tshuva. Godl hanene, the Gemara says in Brachos, Godl hanene mi giya kapav, great is the person who enjoys the hard work of his own hands, not to take from other people, but to enjoy the hard work, his own labor, his own investment and hard work to make a living. Yoyse mi yirei shamayim. More than a person who is a yirei shamayim, who does not engage in such a thing. Page Tovkuf Pei Beis. Well, actually, alright, let's just finish, and then we'll go back and finish Rav Kook's lashon, because it's so beautiful and it's so important. Now, Let's just continue with Kuf Lashon on the bottom of the page. That's the right order. Okay, so on the bottom of the page, Kuf Sof Gimel, Kuf Samach Gimel. There's a Hemshach Lashon Hashem. This is the continuation of the Lashon over there in the Iris. Okay, Shem Shish Korach LaHamshach Hesakadush Shavar Luki Epening Mibachal HaMalachis. Rav Kook writes the same way that one can draw the light of Kedush and Elokus in all and reveal the light of Elokus and Kedush and all Malachis and all things of this world and all Malachis. Leitzin Maklal Islatya and to extract it from the place of Klal of curse and bring it into Bracha. Kein Yesh Koach LaHamsi Or Kedush B'chol HaLashayna. So too, this is already much harder. So too it's possible to reveal the Kedusha, b'chol ha'lashinis, in all languages, b'chol ha'chochmas shavayim, and in all chochmas, and science, and so on, of the world. It's tzadikim ha'gedolim tzrichim l'spalos, yismashech or nom Hashem, b'chol ha'chochmas, b'chol ha'lashinis. And the great, big tzadikim after davim, that the light of Hashem should be revealed in all chochmas, and in all the shinis. That doesn't mean to say that all the tzadikim can be Isaac in these things. Many of the tzaddikim, he'll talk about that in a few minutes, many of the great tzaddikim, that the shorish of their neshama is not to be directly Isaac in these things, but they certainly do daven that there should be an aliyah in all chachmas, in all the shinus, that there should be as galus of kveid Hashem. That's a kol baro l'kvodo. Why, when she mikol mokam yafia kveid Hashem, that there should be revealed kveid Hashem. Umikol makom yafutzu kan ha'erish al Torah, that the lights, or at least that the lights of Torah, the light of Torah should spread forth to all areas of life. With filoshim shel tzaddikim, the ha'aris v'tzanim oyser roishim nimrat adein ketz v'tachlis, and just the davening of the tzaddikim and that strong rotsam of the tzaddikim, even if this tzaddik is not Isaac in math and science and art and music, but the rotsam and the tefillah of the tzaddik itself is part of a tremendous amount that makes a great roishim adein ketz v'tachlis. B'yuchad tzrichel mahafnas ezez ha'tefillah b'yishir roim sh'netiyah gedoil l'sofos u'madoim, and one has to daven for this particularly, one has to daven for this very strongly when you see that there's a netiyah in the world or in yourself to study other languages and other chokhmas and sciences and so on. We can't fight with all of those who have taken up an interest in secular things. Again, the old school is just to fight against such interests and not to allow the study of these things. So Cook says, we can't continue fighting against everybody who wants to study these things. The time they were living in shows us that we have no choice, that we have to engage in this world at this point. Not everybody, but we can't hold this back anymore. And then great tzaddikim, pnimim, tzaddikim were filled with the inner light of Torah, that they rise up to save us, to rescue us, in their own secret way of avoda, and the greatness of their souls, they come and they open up the pipelines that are shut, that are closed. Losum Said Hashem Limudav. To apply the Said Hashem and all of their learning. Limude Hashem Hem Kol Mashab Oilam. And with everything in this world, it's everything in the world is all Limude Hashem. B'yichud Kol Mashiyesh B'mishum Tikkun Ha'olam. And to draw Hashem, to reveal Hashem's light in everything. That everything she is from tikkun on to repair in this world, ma'orim hemes hakodesh shebecholoshim, and the great tzaddikim are able to be ma'orer whatever is kodesh, whatever kedusha there is in every language. The koicha sheyosef, which is in Yosef Atzadik, that we know that b'tzeisol Eretz Yisrael svas le'edat yeshma, the Yosef Atzadik spoke all the 70 lashonos. And we know that that one of the requirements of being in the Sanhedrin was to be a person that was baki in these lashonos. We know that the letter hey was added, Yahosef Shemo was added to Yosef, because the letter hey is a letter that means the letter of Hashem's name, hey, the final hey, is that letter that symbolizes and is the koach of physical creation, of malchus. Tzavarov, great armies, powerful armies, meaning that the tachlis of being in this world is to conquer this world of Haris Noslev Ne'odim with Elokus, and to be able to uncover the Elokus and all that exists. This is the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. This is the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik that we've been learning about. The Tzadik Yisod Olam, Shemayim and Aretz, to make his Yishtadlus in this world. Remember, that's to make his Yishtadlus, that's Teva, that's the Nekeva, to make your stylus, but everything, be'emes, everything is really a miracle, everything is really a nace, everything is really the zocher. But the zocher is covered in the nekeva. So all of Yosef HaTzadik's hishtadlus, all of his hishtadlus when it comes to perfecting his knowledge of the world, of economics, of politics, his bikis in all the languages of the world. Shenechla kol dibul shivim loshen. V'chein bia Moshe sater ha'etiv. Therefore, Moshe when he translated the Torah into 70 languages. V'heitiv zeh ha'im l'shemotze erach toif ha'amiti. When it says in the Torah that Moshe translated be'er ha'etiv, it means ha'etiv zeh ha'inu thoroughly. It means, what does it mean that he translated the Torah, he explained it thoroughly? It means that in every language, Moshe Rabbeinu was brought the Torah to reveal the Lakus and the Torah in every language. That Koach that would enclose everything in the splendor of Kedusha. Vaz haylechis asofu misbereres, that language can become clarified, can become refined. The sofer brewer haylechis mishapeches el kol ha'amim, as it says in Navi, that with sofer brewer in a clear language, the nations of the world will ultimately come to Yerushalayim, likro kulam b'shem Hashem, to call out clearly b'shem Hashem. V'chol ha'malochas ye'iru borachayim, and all of the physical work of this world, all professions, all types of labor, whether menial, whether white collar, whether blue collar, whatever it is, all malachas are ultimately going to shine b'orach chayim with the light of life. Aydei malachas akaydes, kol mashem misvaseses, misvasvais malachas va'avaydes gashmi is beretz Yisrael, and especially the more we work the land in Eretz Yisrael and building the country and become involved in avodas gashmius, the physical labor in Eretz Yisrael. Teitzah yidei Yisrael b'yisayda ha'malocha v'avodah m'shiflusa ha'me'ora. We're able, especially in Eretz Yisrael, to separate and to lift up the malocha and the avodah, physical labor and hard work, from the shiflusa ha'me'ora, from the lowness of the curse of this world. And the greater the influence Hebrew has, Lashon HaKodesh, will have in the world, the greater we work at Lashon HaKodesh, and the greater the Hashpah will be of Lashon HaKodesh over all languages of the world. And the more the koch of Torah, of Limud HaTorah is strengthened, and Tefillah, and davening, that is pushing to expand the light of God, the light of Elokus in the world. That's Torah Tefillah. Levaro lahidil of Neodim hadar kevoida b'chaldar chay haydo b'chaldar chay birur v'hesbeira. That is pushing to be able lahidil of Neodim to reveal to all mankind, hadar kevoida b'chaldar chay haydo b'chaldar chay birur v'hesbeira, to the splendor and the glory of Kedusha that is contained in all of these things that should be properly brought out and explained. Kain Yosef Orli, Gorlis, next page. Al kol sofer v'loshen, that ultimately through Lashon HaKodesh and through Torah and Tefillah, we're able to make this connection between Shemayim and Aretz. That's the meaning of the Tzadik, Yisod Olam, of heaven and earth being joined together. That we are able to then see how every science and every chokhmah of the world, whatever it is, math, science, history, everything is that the light of Kedusha will spread and be revealed to everything, in everything. The Kalvachamish Yochel or Hashem Akol Dvarm Shabbatam, B'yayfi, B'shira, and certainly the light of Hashem will be very, very obvious when it comes to all things such as Yofi, beauty in nature, and beauty in art, and so on, U'b'shira, and song, and poetry, Balichas Derech Eretz, U'b'archis Animus, and all Halichas, meaning all the ways of Derech Eretz that a person conducts himself with proper manners and a refined way, the beauty will be revealed as the Or of Hashem. V'afilu b'kishutim v'hidurim v'yifani anhogas v'animusim hayoyis modernim, even in the manners and the mannerisms and the behavior of things that are even in the most modern circles. Obviously those things that are proper, that are appropriate, and that are kalim to receive this kedusha, to be everything in the world can, but you have to be careful where you go. And all things of the world, the light of Hashem will begin to beat. The light of Hashem will begin to be revealed. By Rayon Hamakasher as a kol el atoyva yosha, and the idea that binds together everything that exists in the world, el atoyva yosha, el aedin vatzilus aruch, el ahavas haavayd, the love of hard work, v'hadar habitochan heluki, in light of the splendor of bitochan in Hashem, trust in Hashem, not just to work and to forget God, but to work. Remember that combination of Nes and Teva, of Bitochen and Hishtadlus. So the love of work, but not to become overworked, and not to make yourself crazy because of a lack of Bitochen. V'ahava hel yonim ashpia or v'chaim b'chol neshama, the great exalted love that is mashpia, light and life in every soul. Yigalev yera v'chol hanofim harachaykim halalu, will be revealed and will be seen and experienced in all of the branches that reach far away from the Beis HaMedrash, all branches of this world, that all of the branches that extend way outside of the world of Torah Mitzvahs, but to everything in life. V'chaye oylem v'chaye sho yiskashu v'chayveres amitza, an eternal life and temporal life, life of the other world, the life of Torah Mitzvahs and Tefillah and so on, and the life of the Shah, the life of the hour, which means physical life and physical hishtadlus and so on, will become bound together. Yiskashu b'chayveres amitza in a powerful way. B'chayveres amitza yikablu dein midein, and each will receive one from the other. The spiritual domain will receive from the physical domain, the physical from the spiritual. Each will be mekabel dein midein. Not to run away. Not to look at the world. There are people that learn Torah, and those are the people from whom the world was created, and that the rest of the Jews in the world are a bunch of failures who couldn't stick around in yeshiva and didn't have the hisfais to learn. Chas v'chalila. Yekabel dein midein. Each has to receive one from the other. The simple hard-working Jews have to be always bound and connected to the tzaddikim, to the Talmid Chacham, to the Avdei Hashem, and to remember that the tachlis of what is the tachlis of all the work of this world? All the tachlis is gilui kvod Hashem, and at the same time, the Talmid Chacham and the tzaddikim have to remain connected to and bound to the simple people, and to taste what that means, ahoyves ha-malacha, to love the malacha and to be involved in the tikkunim of this world, instead of looking at this world with disgust and disdain. V'ya'iru kol ha-pratam kulam bo'er ha-klal, and then everything, every single thing in this world, every piece of food, every pillow, everything in this world will be shining kulam bo'er, all the pratam of this world will be shining kulam bo'er ha-klal, with the light of the klal, of the everythingness, of the big picture. B'chol ha'yifalos ha'maisis v'asichli yishabaylam mi'or ha'elyon sh'or tayra asher heyer av ha'moin goyim eithan ha'ezrachi, and then every single thing in this world, both physical things and intellectual matters and so on, will be shining with that great light of Torah that Avram Avinu began that Avraham Avinu began to spread in the world. Sheheyer Mizrach Tzedek Yikra'eyu L'Raglai V'nekvayt Elokei Yisrael Ba Midera Chikdi Mekolo Kekol Mayim Ravim, that Avraham Avinu was the one who opened up this world. He's to that reality of Kel Elyon Kainei Shamayim V'Arts Mol Ha'aretz K'ninecha Kainei Shamayim V'Arts. That's the meaning of Avraham Avinu, as we're learning in these parashiyos. This physical world should be illuminating, should be shining. Even those things that are the lowest things in this world, should become elevated and holy. The river, the wellspring that flows from the house of God, and it irrigates Nachal Hashitim. That the light of Hashem, the light of Kedusha, ultimately and ideally will irrigate, and bring life and light, to reveal the life and light in all things of this world. It won't only remain in the Beis Medrash, but the light of Torah, the light of Kedusha will irrigate and will bring life to every single thing. That's what it means. Mayan Rebase Hashem Yetzer V'Hishka Es Nachal Hashitim. It's going to give the water. Mayan Rebase Hashem Yetzer the Mayan V'Hishka Nachal Shitim. Chazal tell Shitim is Loshon of Shtusim. Shtusim Shitim Shaitim. Shtusim Narishkeit and Hevel Havolim. That all of the Havolim of this world are lifted up to a place of kedusha because they're purified through the Maya and Beis Hashem, the river, the wellspring that flows from the Beis Hashem, from the world of kedusha, and is able to penetrate all the way into every single thing that exists. The Hishkes Nachal Hashitim, even to the Shtusim, the Havalim, even all the way down to the Narishkeit and the Pashtus of this world. All right, so Mitzvah Shem, it doesn't mean I can start the next paragraph. We're up to page Tav Kuf Pei Beis, and Bez Hashem, next week we're going to finish the Maimer, so hold on to the pages. We should be zeichah for that time of a Maim, Bez Hashem, Yetzir Hishke, Es Nachal Hashitim, Bekarv Mamish, Kol Tov.